lovely young.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The collapse of the Syrian government continues as Russia's foreign ministry says President Bashar Assad has resigned and left the country. This was earlier when rebels took to state TV to announce the collapse of the Assad government. Russia's statement says it's in contact with all groups of the opposition, but that it did not take part in talks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told the Reagan National Defense Forum on Saturday.
Assad's backers, Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, have all been weakened and distracted. And so he has not had the support from those three actors that he expected to be able to count on.
President-elect Trump met with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Paris during his visit for the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. And the search continues for the killer of the United Healthcare CEO in New York City. Police sources tell ABC a backpack believed to belong to the suspect contained Monopoly money. This is ABC News.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Chicago State 74-53 in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers improved as the game wore on.
If we shot the ball better, obviously second half, you'd shoot 50% from three and get to the line a lot. And I always remind guys, no matter if you're getting 20 seconds or 39 minutes, make the most of it because they all add up.
The Badgers now 8-0. They host Michigan on Tuesday. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-114 victory over the Wizards. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Thought Giannis and Dame down a stretch really played the two-man game, and through the two-man game, they made two great passes, one to Brooke, one to TP. A lot of good stuff to show our team to just keep us building.
Giannis finished the night with 42 points.
We know how to win games. We kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game. We're going to go watch film and see what we can do better.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a wintry mix of some light freezing drizzle and rain and snow today. High temperatures warming to the mid-30s. Southeast winds developing 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, wintry mix continues, lows in the mid-20s.
Right now, it's 34.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, deer hunting with Dr. Allie Anderson, December at the Range of Richfield, and a sneak preview of next weekend's Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo coming up at the EAA grounds. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. Well, if you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining me once again from home in Wisconsin Rapids, Mr. Hardwater Jeff Kelman. I can say that now because there's ice in some places in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeff, how was your second weekend of deer hunting? You went up north.
Yeah, we went up to Douglas County to a friend's place. And, you know, we're really just beyond blessed to get a chance to go up there. really unique piece of property that does have a bunch of deer on it. And that Friday night that we got up after Thanksgiving, I wasn't sure how it was going to work. My son, we were still getting over whooping cough, and my son was still coughing a bit, but we figured, well, we'll give it a shot best we can. And got up there and sat for the afternoon, popped up a ground blind. We knew it was going to get real cold on that Friday or on that Saturday, the next day. And so we popped up a ground blind. You know how it is. Deer know their environment. They see something like that. I didn't know if we were kind of blowing our chances. But a few minutes before the end of that night, we had a spike buck come by, and the fire drill to get Robert set and a gun on him, it was 25 yards. I mean, as the buck locked eyes on the blind, he just stopped, stood, and then, of course, we're moving around like crazy inside the blind. There's 2 minutes left of shooting light, you know, we're like, come on, let's get this done. And he just couldn't get on it. And Robert did a great job. The safety was off. Everything was ready. He could have taken a shot at a deer bounding away and a deer just not giving him a broadside shot. He never did. He chose not to take the shot. Really super proud of him.
Good for him.
And it paid off on Saturday. We sat Saturday in the just bitter cold.
Yeah.
But he did manage to get a deer on an antlerless deer on Saturday, and then we saw a bunch of deer. He shot himself a small fawn, and it was the only deer came in by itself. We didn't know if we were going to see others, but of course he has that one down, one shot, one kill. He did great. And six more come piling in.
You know,
about 45 minutes later, you know, some horse of does. I mean, if we had some tags, we would have done quite well for ourselves in meat. But we had a great time, Dan, and it was always a good time up there. And you know, battle the cold up in northern Wisconsin, but there's still some deer up there.
Yeah, well, there are deer in ag areas, and you know, John and I went back to my friend Tony's farm in Dunn County, where I don't remember how many deer they had opening weekend, but what enticed me to go there in the first place, besides the fact that I was planning on it, and then to return, was the opening weekend photo he sent of three monster bucks in a pickup truck. I think they were shot on Saturday. So anyway, we went back after Thanksgiving, and the camp ended up with, by my count, 12 bucks and 5 does, but I talked to Tony's wife, Jerry, whose birthday was today. We are actually recording this at halftime on Thursday night, which seems to be a new tradition now. If the Packers keep playing on Thursday, we keep doing
this
it.
This is two of them, yeah.
And she said, no, I think they had 19 deer altogether. I don't know, but a lot.
Wow.
I saw a bunch of antlerless deer mostly moving in groups and mostly at 200, 300 plus yards. On Saturday afternoon, I finally got serious. I had two buck fawns within 30 yards. One of them walked right past the blind, and I think if I had stretched my hand out the window, I could have petted him, but I didn't. And then finally, several other deer went by, and anyway, I had an opportunity, and I took it, and we all have some venison now, and John did not, he didn't see many deer, but the camp ended up with, like I say, probably somewhere between 17 and 20 deer, and everybody took venison home. And they eat really well at this camp. We had a prime rib roast one night. We missed opening night, which is a big pot of venison stew. I think they had 30 or 40 people show up for that.
And then
gumbo at Jake and Alicia's and neighbors of theirs on the second Saturday. They know how to do deer camp, and
That's great stuff. Those are such good Wisconsin, true to Wisconsin stories, right? That deer camp is just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And preliminary figures say, now this is as of last Sunday, that hunters registered 189,000 plus deer, including almost 90,000 bucks and almost 100,000 antlerless, and that's up 5.2% compared to last year, and the antlered harvest up 3.5% and doe harvest up 6.6%. And since the opening of bow and crossbow, Wisconsin hunters have registered a total of 289,000 plus deer, and that's 8.7% ahead of last year at this time. So it looks like we're up a little bit from last year, and that's good news. Well, coming
up, makes sense. I mean, it was a light winter, so it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, coming up, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson reports on her Minnesota and Wisconsin deer hunts. Wisconsin Fishing Expo promoter Dan Durbin shares highlights and speakers of next weekend's Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo at EAA in Oshkosh. And Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash announces December events, specials, and classes at the Range of Richfield. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
The Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo has moved to the EAA grounds in Oshkosh December 13th through the 15th. Nearly twice the size as last year, with super convenient parking with free shuttles. Deals on shacks, lures, gear, electronics, expert seminars from Larry Smith, Tom Boley, and many others. Trout Pond and Ice Junkies Kids Zone. Food trucks, free giveaways, and visit Santa on Sunday. Kids 12 and under free. Go to icefishexpo.com for info. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Ion, Eskimo, Ice Team, Acme, and Thorn Brothers.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around there, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them. at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. The range is located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, and that's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. But you can also find them online at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly chat about what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash. Jim, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, Dan. It's always nice to be back and have a chance to talk with you. I hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving.
We did. We roasted such a big bird, we're actually still making soup from the leftovers.
Oh, that's great. My son was doing the cooking, and he smoked two birds for us. And it was just delicious.
Nice.
He's getting to be a real pro at that.
Cool. Well, how was November and how was Black Friday?
Our Black Friday event was just spectacular. We had a great turnout and we had a lot of folks walking away with some really special deals. We felt really blessed because it's been slow and all of a sudden she just cranked right up again. So it's been great.
Nice. Well, what's going on now with, well, let's start with classes.
Okay. Well, because of the holidays, we've scaled back some of our classes. We will resume a full slate of classes after the new year. But we do have one class scheduled for December, and that is our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class, which is December 22nd. And then we also have another one on January 19th. So if, again, you're interested in that, that's a good time to take it. Otherwise, we'll have more, again, after the first of the year.
And that is a popular class, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We had a weekend of deer hunting opening day. We had a deer hunter's widow's concealed class. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And we had 38 ladies show up.
Wow.
Well, I know. It was great. Absolutely great.
Well, that's cool. Good. Well, what have you got planned for 25? For next? I can't believe I'm thinking 2025, but okay.
I know.
You got new classes in mind there?
Yes, we do. We have two of them coming up. One is an intro to Bullseye. Our Bullseye League has been so popular. I think Brian told me that we're like the second biggest league in the state.
Wow.
Which is awesome. See, it's been so popular, and a lot of people, you know, go by and they look what's going on, and they're interested, and they're not quite sure. So they decided to put together a class that shows folks how to shoot Bullseye League and, you know, indoctrinate it so that they can join the fun, because they do have a lot of fun doing this.
Sure. When is that going to happen?
That's going to happen probably end of January.
Okay. Well, so when we talk to you next month, we'll have a date on it.
Right. I just want to let you know that it's coming up.
Yeah. Okay. And you got something going on with the Garand, I understand, too.
Yes. We did this once before, several years ago, and it really went overwhelmed. We're going to give you a chance to buy and learn about an M1 Garand. Yes, this is a chance to purchase one of those great guns and learn how to clean it, put it back together, and shoot it. It's really great. And again, Brian is going ahead with that. He's going to do a great job.
Now, that's the World War II firearm,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's the one you see in all the World War II GI movies.
Yes. It's the one that has an actual clip, not a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fire the last bullet, it pops out and it hits the ground and goes ding. People just love it.
Hmm. And maybe that's where the word clip came from, because we often call the magazine a clip.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. That's where that came from.
Cool. Well, how about your leagues, Jim?
Our men's league, our ladies' league, and our Bullseye League will all be starting up in January. These have turned out to be very, very popular. So if you have an interest, stay tuned for more information that will be coming out within the next couple of weeks.
All right. And I imagine you still have some safes to sell?
I do. Actually, this is a great time to buy a safe, especially a Liberty safe, because they're the best-built safes on the planet. Liberty Jr. and the Fat Boy Jr. XL, the Fat Boy, the Lincoln, the Classic Select, the Magnum, and the Presidential safes all will be featured on the Liberty website and offering 10% off safe price through 1/1/25.
All right.
Awesome, yeah. These safes will also be for sale in our store with rebates up to $500. So if you're thinking about buying a safe, now is the time. We have a great selection, and most of them we have in stock. So take advantage of the special 10% online sale and our in-house rebate. There's a chance that we can have that safe that you want in your house shortly after the first of the year.
Okay. Well, I would imagine you've got some specials going on this month, December, right?
Oh, yeah. Super Saturday is a Saturday before Christmas, and we'll be celebrating Super Saturday and Sunday, December 21st and 22nd. For 2 days, we'll be offering some super special deals on many of our popular items. For example, buy a gun and get a free range gold card, and that's good for $100 worth of range time.
Nice.
Yes, all in-stock holsters and neck belts will be 25% off. Mags, 25% off. Concealed carry purses, 25% off. And don't forget about our gift cards. They are a great option for those who have everything or are difficult to buy for.
Uh-huh.
Get 10% off our new and renewal memberships when paid in full. We're also offering 25% off in-stock Benchmade knives. Purchase a $100 gift card and get a $10 gift card as a special bonus. Be sure you stop in on Saturday and Sunday. Take advantage of these great offers.
All right, and that's the Saturday and Sunday just before Christmas, right?
Correct, the week before.
Okay. How's your consignment program going?
Oh, Dan, it's going great. Turn your unused guns into holiday cash. Our consignment program has been incredible. Our goal is to deliver the most money for you and to make the process as stress-free as possible. It does not matter if we have one gun or a collection of 30. We are here to help you. It's been spectacular. That's all I can say. It's spectacular.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I would imagine you've got some dates where you're going to be spending time with your family instead of there in the store?
Yes. We're going to be closing at 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And then we will be closed all day on Christmas Day to spend time with the family. And for New Year's, we're going to be closing at 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and then we'll be closed all day on New Year's Day.
Okay. We will make note of that. And those times will be on your website as well,
oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yes. Everything will be out there.
Yeah. Now, you've been in business 10 years and counting?
We're starting our 11th year in November. We did in November, I should say. We're hoping that we're going to make this year even bigger and better than ever. We are committed to make the range your ultimate shooting experience. So from all of us here at the range, we'd like to thank our members, guests, friends, and have a great year and wish them all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Jim, I want to wish you and your family and staff the same, a Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again in about a month.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. Have a great Christmas, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Hey, bye.
Bye now. That was Jim Bobbiash, folks. He is the president of the Range of Richfield. You can find them on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, or online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a wintry mix of some light freezing drizzle and rain and snow today. High temperatures warming to the mid-30s. Southeast winds developing 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, wintry mix continues. Lows in the mid-20s.
Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, is a full-service hearing healthcare clinic. Professional hearing care is also the highest rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And you can call this number for information, and if you do, your first visit is actually free. The number is 608-292-4916. Mention that you heard about their service on Outdoors Radio. Well, joining me from her office in Green Bay is audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's always a pleasure getting to chit-chat with you. The best part of my month, or quarter, I should say.
Well, that's nice to hear. I enjoy visiting with you, too, and talking about hearing care and hearing protection and hunting. And we'll get to hunting in just a couple minutes, because I know you've got a story to tell, or maybe more than one. But you are in Green Bay in the new office. How are things going there?
So far, it's been wonderful. All of our patients up here are so nice, and I feel like every time I leave the office, I'm making a difference. So far, it's really good, and we'll actually be in a new location here very soon. We will be moving to De Pere off of South Packerland.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really excited. We're looking forward to it. A little more space so we can help more people.
Very good. But folks can still find you on the website, and the phone number will get them connected to you, right?
Absolutely. Yep. That phone number rings in all of our offices, so whenever someone calls in, somebody will be there to pick it up.
Okay. And speaking of being in Green Bay and De Pere in Brown County, you have a symposium coming up sometime early next year, right?
Yes, in mid-February, we'll be doing one of our community educational events where we talk about hearing, brain health, and the ringing in the ears as well. So really looking forward to those events.
Great, yes, and I have been to one, and of course, ringing in the ears, that's tinnitus, or tinnitus, as some people call it. I've had that problem for decades, but with the new hearing aids that I got from you folks a year ago now, it's much less of a problem than it ever was before, and that's something that people don't think about when they consider hearing aids, that good hearing aids can actually reduce the ringing in your ears as well.
Good hearing aids, but also a good provider, because it's on us to make sure that they're programmed to your prescription and you're getting that proper follow-up care as well. So that way you're taken care of over time, too. I'm glad we were able to help you, and we're doing a tinnitus study as well to try to help more individuals, because like you said, so many people don't realize that tinnitus is treatable.
Yes, and tell us about that study. I know we talked about it a few weeks ago, but if people missed that show, tell us about it.
Yes, anyone experiencing tinnitus who has maybe tried to treat it in the past but is still kind of bugging them on a day-to-day, the tinnitus study is an awesome opportunity to start the treatment process and also add to science. So right now we know that 90% of the time we're able to help reduce the awareness of tinnitus in our patients. So this study is to just help validate the effectiveness, because that study that we did before was in about 4 years ago now. So we're just updating our numbers, basically, with a newer technology.
Okay, and how does it work if someone wants to sign up?
Yeah, if somebody wants to sign up, they would call our office, we would ask some qualifying questions, and then schedule a new treatment consultation. So they meet with the provider, go over their symptoms and a questionnaire, and then they would start the treatment process, which is a comprehensive hearing and cognitive assessment, get fit with their prescriptive technology that day, and then there would be a few follow-ups with that as well.
Okay.
But it actually goes for 18 months. So it's a longitudinal study, too.
All right. And what are you hoping to learn?
We're hoping that our treatment success rate stays at 90% or increases. So 90 to 95% would be fantastic.
Yeah, it sure would. Now, you mentioned prescription, and I think people who are new to hearing aids or who haven't gotten hearing aids yet, or maybe who already have some hearing aids they got from another provider, a lot of people think you just buy a pair of hearing aids and that's it. But that's not how you operate, is it?
Oh my goodness, not at all. People think that all the time, even my family members. But it makes sense because of unfortunately, all the marketing out there whittles audiology down to just the hearing aid. But in reality, going through that comprehensive hearing evaluation and cognitive assessment and the proper verification measures along the way really dial it in to the amount of damage in the auditory system and also how your brain is actually processing the sound. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, for folks who are beginning to wonder if we're going to talk about hunting, we will in just a moment. But again, the number, if you want to learn more about what professional hearing care offers and get an appointment for one of these free consultations, is 608-292-4916. Okay, Dr. Alley, you were deer hunting in Minnesota, where your family lives. Tell us how your hunt went.
A successful year, so that's fun. Opening day in the afternoon, I actually went out a little earlier. We're pretty spoiled at our deer camp because my mom and my sister and our family friends, all the deer camps at our house, so we go in for a nice warm breakfast. But I went out early and I had a nice 8-point buck come out chasing 6 does, so it was pretty exciting in the moment, and yeah. It only took one shot, so that was a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. And a picture of you holding his rack and smiling tells part of the story, but what was your range for that shot? Was he close?
He was pretty close. Came over the ridge behind me pretty fast, and I made just a little bit of noise to stop him, and he was really close, like 50 yards. It was really close.
Well, that's nice, yeah.
Just give him a little whistle to make him stop and look right at you. It was textbook. It was perfect.
Yeah, and well, good for you. So you whistled at him. You didn't grunt or anything like that.
For some reason, I've always done just a nice quick whistle, and they always stop and look. Once in a while, I give out a, hey, buddy.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that turkey hunting is go, hey, Tom, but I'm afraid that they'll take off. I just cluck for turkeys, and with the deer, I go, meh, and they usually stop, because I don't whistle very well. I mean, some people have a good shrill whistle, and you know, that works. So, well, cool. How did the rest of your family do in Minnesota?
They did really well. The best part of deer hunting for me is my grandpa still goes out and hunts. It's something I cherish, well, I'll cherish forever, but my grandpa always gets a deer opening day, and he, lo and behold, got another deer. So, but about 5 years ago, he couldn't get out his own deer because of his back. So, I haven't shot a deer in 5 years because I thought, if I have to make a mess, it better be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa got one, and I think 6 total for our camp, which is really good. There's 3 families. We all process the deer at our house. So, we are able to eat throughout the winter, which is awesome.
Oh, well, that's great. And then you hunted in Wisconsin as well, right?
Yeah, I got lucky. You know, I met a boy in Wisconsin, so I get to hunt in Minnesota and Wisconsin. But I didn't get anything in Wisconsin, but my significant other, his dad got a huge 10-point buck. It was the biggest buck he's ever shot. And I tell you what, I've never heard gully in a sentence before, but I really experienced pulling a deer up a gully.
Oh, my.
It's really fun. It was an adventurous year, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. Now, the photo of you and your deer, someone pointed out to me, she's got blood on her hands. Did you field dress that deer yourself?
I sure did. And after I field dressed my deer, my knife was so terrible. I went and bought myself a kit to break the pelvis, and boy, that's what I did. I gutted everyone's deer the second weekend because I was so happy about my new tool.
Now, be careful. You may just have a permanent job at your deer camp.
Yeah, I got to be careful about that. And my sister actually does all the work up to the north, and I'm to the east, so it's my job to the east and my sister's job to the north.
Huh. Well, all right. At least you got the process covered.
Yeah.
Now, back to hearing protection. What do you wear when you're in the field? I know you wear hearing aids.
When I go hunting, because my hearing loss isn't very severe, I actually don't wear them out. But my grandpa does because he needs to hear the deer in the woods and, you know, for safety concerns. I wear a plug with a filter in it. So it's a custom earplug that I made that has a filter so it takes the noise down just overall. And I only wear it my left ear because I'm a right-handed shooter, so it takes the majority of the blow. But my grandpa, he keeps his left hearing aid out and only uses the right, and he doesn't wear hearing protection. That's why he has a severe hearing loss.
Yeah. Well, there are a variety of ways to deal with that issue. I wear my hearing aids every waking minute, unless I forget to put them in, which I do some mornings, and then I wonder why I can't hear anything. But mine, those that you prescribe for me, do reduce the report, the sharp report of a gunshot. So it works.
Yes, it does. It has that safety feature to it, so it doesn't cause any more damage. The thing you have to be careful about, though, is your ear canal is still pretty open, so it's not like a solid plug. I always talk out of both sides of my mouth. You know, professionally, I have to say, always wear your hearing protection. But personally, I understand that it's a safety concern, really, when you're out in the woods and not able to hear. Kind of just weigh the risks and benefits.
Yeah. Plus, I want to hear the deer coming.
Exactly.
Well, Dr. Alley, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and we will catch up with you again, I don't know, in a few weeks or a month, maybe just before your Green Bay Symposium, and talk more about that, see if we can't send a few people your way.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, you as well. Wow, that's crazy. It's already around the corner, 2025.
I know, isn't it? Well, we will talk to you again in 2025.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay. Dr. Alley Anderson with Professional Hearing Care, LLC. They have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, soon De Pere. And they are also available online at profhearingcare.com. And if you call this number for information and your first consultation, it's absolutely free. And that number is 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo has moved to the EAA grounds in Oshkosh December 13th through the 15th. Nearly twice the size as last year with super convenient parking with free shuttles. Deals on shacks, lures, gear, electronics, expert seminars from Larry Smith, Tom Boley, and many others. Trout Pond and Ice Junkies Kids Zone. Food trucks, free giveaways, and visit Santa on Sunday. Kids 12 and under free. Go to icefishexpo.com for info. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Ion, Eskimo, Ice Team, Acme, and Thorn Brothers.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The second annual Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo is coming to the EAA grounds in Oshkosh December 13th through the 15th. And that's just a week away. And for advanced tickets and a sneak peek at the expo, visit icefishexpo.com. And joining us now to give us an in-depth look at this expo is Dan Durbin. He and his partner Jeff Bast run the popular and well-known Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, and now this is the second year of an expo aimed strictly at ice fishermen. Well, Dan, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It looks like we may have a bit better ice conditions this year, too, so far.
Yeah, there is ice. I wonder if people are fishing already. Have you heard?
Yeah, there are a few that are getting out cautiously. So that's good. That'll get everything stoked up to come see what other gear they're going to use the rest of the season at our show.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, years ago, I'm talking 40 years ago, one of the traditions when we hunted up in Bayfield and Sawyer counties is to go walleye fishing after Thanksgiving. You'd get your deer and you'd go out, put out tip-ups and fish. For the last few years, we haven't seen that at all. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then you get some surf and turf, you know, fresh walleye fillets and venison tenderloin and everything. Well, last year's expo was such a success, you moved it.
Yeah, it blew us away. We were hoping for about 5,000 attendees, and we had over 12,000.
Wow.
Which for a first year of event is pretty amazing. We're up to about the second largest ice fishing expo in the whole country, second to St. Paul. That's the Super Bowl. We're ecstatic, and we knew we had to move, and we've doubled the size. We're at about 75,000 square feet, which, to put it in perspective, it'd be like if you go to the local Cabela's or Bass Pro, and it was all ice fishing. The entire retail store is all ice.
So oh, my.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So this is at the EAA grounds, and everybody knows where that is, the Experimental Aircraft Association grounds. You're in one of the hangars, correct?
Yep, we're in Hangar C. There's going to be an amazing amount of staff that EAA will provide, and the amount of people they put through EAA, I think there's certain days they got 60,000 people in one day, or maybe even more of that. And the way they route the traffic there, the staff is unbelievable. It's just going to be a real smooth experience. Last year it got pretty clogged up for a while, and we just had to move. The outpouring of air from the consumers that we've talked to, they're all really fired up that it's a much bigger venue, and over 170 booths this year, so it's really solid.
Fantastic. And you mentioned staff there. They know how to put on events or how to handle events. They should make it really easy for your attendees.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, even when we were back at Sunnyview, we just advertised it too well, I guess.
Nice problem, yeah.
Yeah, it caught their staff a little bit off guard, but that's here nor there. Even the people last year that went in there said it was worth the wait.
Cool. Well, what are we going to find when we get inside?
You're going to find every major brand there is. Last year was the first year in 7 that Wisconsin even had a dedicated ice show, and that was back in Milwaukee, and that thing was never that great, that super attended. But when you put the show in the mecca of ice fishing, Nonbego, and that whole Poygan system, and that's when, you know, we really got it dialed in. Some of the manufacturers last year did not come. They kind of were pumping the brakes to see how this thing went. And now we're absolutely full and have 22 vendors on a waiting list trying to get in. The vendors that came, they sold a ton.
Fantastic. All right, so you've got all kinds of vendors, you've got all kinds of ice fishing tackle and gear, and a speaker list that's really pretty expansive. I mean, these are the who's who of ice fishing, I think.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool group. I mean, we got a burbot seminar.
Yeah, I saw that.
A big old burbot one, and some interesting stuff, and of course, Tom Boley, he's
really hot. Larry always draws a ton of people, and Larry is doing two seminars, but the one I'm excited about is over 30 years of stories guiding. I think it's just a nice human interest one that anybody can enjoy. You don't have to have forward-facing sonar to enjoy it, you know, or anything like that.
Right.
We're really excited. It's a great lineup, and there's a ton of different speakers coming, and it's just a nice, diverse deal in terms of species, and we've got one going every hour that we're open, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, I see that. And you've got food trucks just like you had last year?
Yep, we've got a bunch of food trucks, and then, of course, we've got the kettle corn and all that fun stuff, and lots of good stuff to eat. It's not all just going to be sitting in a crock pot, you know, and the infamous Nesco burger, and that's this really good food truck, chef-quality food that we're going to be having, and people loved it last year.
Okay, and for kids, there are things to do as well.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's always been a focus for both of our shows. Of course, we got the trout pond. You always got to have that. But we tag our fish in there. So along with catching a fish, if it's a tag win, they'd win a prize from HT Enterprises.
Cool.
The Ice Junkies are running their whole kid zone with bag toss and setting up a shack for contests and fly tying for ice flies and stuff like that. We got the fish bingo, which dozens and dozens of prizes. That our staff will just come on up and give you a great prize. And some of them are worth several hundred dollars.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's just a ton of youth activities. And then, you know, one thing, too, the first 300 in the door each day gets a two-pack of HT jigs, too.
Wow, okay.
First 300 that walk in the door, anybody gets them.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, the kids will get all the bingo stuff once they complete the course. Then they get a little prize package at the end. And of course, Santa will be there on Sunday giving away stuff.
Oh,
and
nice.
Photo ops. And, yeah, so it's very well-rounded, very family-focused. And you don't have to be an absolute diehard ice angler to come. And heck, even just looking at the wheelhouses and those giant shacks, and we've got three or four different airboats that are going to be there, and there's just a ton you can do for a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah, my son and I fished Lake of the Woods through the ice a couple years ago, and I was amazed at the number and variety of ice houses, wheelhouses.
Oh, yeah.
They look like construction trailers, but inside they're sleepers and, you know, got holes in the floor and heaters, and some of them have a stove, and, you know, you can actually live in them for a couple days.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, we're just kind of catching up here in Wisconsin. That's been going on in Minnesota forever.
It has.
But I think their big push is that you can use them for deer camp. You can use them for camping.
Yes.
They're not just a vertical thing for ice. It's really unique stuff. And like you said, I mean, like luxury, I've seen some with, like, granite in their counters.
Better than my kitchen.
Yeah, so it's just a unique experience. Even if you don't plan to buy one, just to see, like, holy cow, look at this, you know, someday this might be mine.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what are the hours?
Friday, 1 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 7, and Sunday, 9 to 4. It's $10 to get in, $8 is a discount if you're military. Kids 12 and under are free. And I will say, if you pay at the door, that's the cheapest way you're going to get it, because there's no service fee, which we don't get a taste of, but the ticket service gets $1.50 out of you that way. So that's your most reasonable way to get in.
Pay at the door, okay. Or if you want to buy online, you can go to your website, right?
Yeah, there's certainly a convenience about just getting it online and having everything ready to go. And yeah, so it'll be great. Oh, and we have two heated shuttles that will be driving around during the show hours. Yeah, so even if it's cold, I mean, an ice fisherman or a gal should be prepared for that anyway, to walk in the cold. But we won't put them through that. You can just hop on the heated deal. And easy pickup if you buy big shacks. We've got some staging areas that just makes it real convenient. And I think it's just going to be awesome.
Nice. A real user-friendly show, and an exciting one that I think anyone who's interested in ice fishing, or even thinking, maybe I'll do that someday, now that it's cold again, ought to make sure they get there. Well, Dan, I hope you have a great show. I hope a lot of our listeners come there, and we wish you the best for that show, and we'll talk again.
That sounds great. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the last-minute Christmas gift.
Oh, there you go. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
There will be lots of things to buy there. All right, so thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're quite welcome. That was Dan Durbin. He and Jeff Bass run the Wisconsin Fishing Expo in Madison, and now the second annual Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo next weekend at EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. That's the 13th through the 15th of December, and you can learn more at icefishexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have new and used boats, pontoons, and lifts in stock. Great deals on 2024 model boats and pontoons, including Dan's slightly used 1750 Fishhawk. Get it before it's gone. Dan might even sign it for you. He's been known to do stuff like that. Crestliner has also announced rebate on XF and Retriever John boat models, and Cedar Lake Sales has several of those in stock. They're also winterizing boats, and they have supplies for you if you are late to the ball. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com.
Yes, and Cedar Lake Sales also has room for a few more boats if you're looking to store a boat. And yeah, I would autograph that boat if you wanted to buy it, but I think 1 or 2 years they actually put my name on the motor, but it's clean. There's nothing on it but the Cedar Lake Sales name right now. Well, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin isn't airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and you can watch the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special on the Wisconsin TV, Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel as well.
And we've got the radio show online all the time, downloaded, take it with you. Go to the Outdoor Radio page on LakeLink, lake-link.com. You're already there checking ice reports. You may as well download the show as well. You can also check it out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And you know, I forgot to mention this when we talked with Dan Durbin, but we are offering 4 pairs of tickets as a giveaway on this week's show, and that's for next weekend's Ice Fishing Expo in Oshkosh at the EAA. So if you want to get in on that drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email me at dsoradio@gmail.com and leave your name and phone number or email address and mention the Ice Fishing Expo giveaway. And speaking of fishing, the DNR is hosting a public informational meeting on Lake Superior fisheries next Wednesday, the 11th at 6 p.m. at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center. That's just west of Ashland, and they're going to talk about brown trout and splake stocking programs on Lake Superior. It's open to the public, so you're certainly welcome to go. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music and a schedule of his upcoming events, visit warrennelson.com. Well, Jeff, any ice fishing on the horizon or more hunting for you?
Maybe a little of both. We'll talk next week and find out.
All right. Well, good luck, whatever you do. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Good luck to all you muzzleloader hunters and anyone else hunting the 4-day antlerless hunt. I'm actually going to be turkey hunting this weekend. So whatever you do, get outside this weekend, wear blaze orange because seasons are still open. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose. and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
In a fancy bar, I'm a little more sitting up high on the road than a little car. I'm a little more bust your back than take it for free, and that's how I'll always be. I'm a little more lose my temper than to sit on back. I'm a little more old Hank Williams than that candy crack. I love a flat porch made of an old oak tree. That's how I'll always be. I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing, wondering churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging, sunset skies, bonfire nights. I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. Friends that say I live a little like Cool Hand Luke. Fast cars and motorcycles, raising hell and cowboy boots. Hey, on the Sunday morning, I'll take the back row seat. That's how I'll always be. I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing, wondering churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging. That's how I'll always be. I'm a fan of church rock bouncing off a Chevy fender. That feeling that you get first time she let you kiss her. Rusty roofs that rattle when the rain is falling down. Handshake deals, fresh cut hay fields and hometowns. Well, I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing, one room churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be.
AQ Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing.
It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell?